Bava Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Base 3-2, and more on the topic of Bor, Birshus Rabim. They're two separate topics really in this little Mishnah. The first one is Hashofech Mayim Birshus Rabim, one who throws his wastewater into the Birshus Rabim, the public domain. Vohozek Behen Acher, if somebody else gets injured by, meaning someone slips on the water, Chayev Benisko, so the person threw the water into the public domain is responsible. Now, the chiddush here is not that if you put something in the public domain and someone slips on it, then you're responsible. That's old news. It's that even if one is permitted to put his stuff in the public domain, for example, in the wintertime, the halacha was that one was permitted to throw his wastewater into the streets because anyways the streets were like full of mud and filth and whatever, and it didn't make anything worse than before. People expected it. That's the wintertime when it's raining and soggy and muddy. And therefore, you're allowed to throw your wastewater into the streets. But if, thanks to you, someone slipped and got hurt, and they wouldn't have otherwise, because let's say it was dry that day, but you made it slippery and someone got hurt, you would be responsible, because simple bor birshus harabim. Okay, so the chiddush there, therefore, is even when it's mutter to do, you're still responsible if someone gets hurt, and certainly one could extrapolate from that all sorts of things one's allowed to do, but maybe he should think twice before he does it, because if someone gets hurt, really it's his responsibility. One thing to point out here, if the passerby doesn't get hurt, but his clothing gets dirtied, or for that matter, if he falls, let's say, and his clothing gets torn or something, so actually the person who threw the water would be responsible not for the clothing because of this drasha that we say, where I said in the beginning of the second introduction, when it talks about the shor and chamor getting injured, the drasha is shor but not a person, if he would die, God forbid, and chamor velo kelim, if a person injures an animal, he has to pay like a donkey, but if he injures a person's utensils, kill him like his clothing, he's exempt for the av nezek called bor. Further says the Mishnah, Hamatznia es hakotz ve'es hazuchuchis. If one buries somewhere in the public domain like thorns or broken glass, v'hagoder es gedero bakotzim, or if one who encircles his wall with like kotzim, think like barbed wire. V'gader shenafel rishus harabim, or if one had a wall, like a retaining wall around his house or whatever, his fields, and it fell over and now it spilled into the rishus harabim. V'huzku behen, if a passerby gets injured on any of these things, the glass he didn't bury properly, the barbed wire on his fence, or the wall that fell into the rishus harabim, so then chayav benizko, it's his property, he's obligated to pay for the damages. Okay, let's just take these in turn one at a time. As far as the kotz and zechuchis, this is, you know, they in the time of the Mishnah, they didn't have, you know, municipal garbage removal and stuff like that. So the normal proper thing to do would be to bury your garbage underground if it's dangerous. But if you buried it in such a way that people could get access and get hurt, you're responsible. If you'd have buried it within the bounds of what would be reasonably assumed not to, you know, be a proper way of disposal of your dangerous goods, that would not make you liable if something unexpected would happen, like, I don't know, floods came and uncovered what you had covered up or something like that. As far as the geder that as gadra bakotzim, like the kind of like the barbed wire type thing on your wall, so here we're talking about a case where your wall is in your property line, but it abuts the rishus harabim, which means that the barbed wire that's going on top actually is in like the airspace of the rishus harabim, and therefore, if someone gets hurt, you put your barbed wire in the rishus harabim effectively, and therefore, you're responsible. However, if a person recesses his wall into his private domain, such that even the barbed wire, which is on top and spilling over the top of the wall, still is within his private property, so then one is not liable if damage happens. And the thought is, this is really in contrast to a different kind of din, where if a person, let's say, dug a deep trench on his property line, but really which like was, you know, on the up to the line of the street. So there, that a person would be responsible, because people walk on the street, they don't look where they're going, and it's like, you know, you're just setting a trap for someone to go an inch over the line of the into your private property and fall into the pit. That you cannot do, you'd be responsible. But here, the assumption is people don't walk that close to walls. People know if you brush up against a wall, it's going to scratch you. Therefore, they keep their distance from the wall. Therefore, as long as your barbed wire was in your private property and it's on a wall and it doesn't spill over into the rishus harabim at all, so then you'll be exempt in such a scenario. And finally, if your wall falls and it causes some kind of hazard in the rishus harabim, so again, you're responsible to clean it up, but if the injury to the passerby would happen before you have a chance to clean up what fell. You know, let's say the thing falls, and a moment later, you know, someone who's going by in his motorcycle gets, you know, crashes into the wall, the rocks that just fell. So then certainly you're not liable, because what could you do? You acted properly. Of course, that's in contrast too. If already you've been put on notice, you know, I don't know, the bezin said to you, listen, your wall's about to fall over, you got to remove it, you have 7 days to comply with the rules, and you don't do that, and then of course your wall spills over, so you could have done something ahead of time, and therefore you'd be responsible from the first instant. But our mission here is assuming that you retained the possession of the wall, meaning you intended to bring it back, these, you know, the bricks, whatever they are, have value to you, and you had enough time to clean up your mess, but you didn't yet, and then someone got hurt. If you would have not had enough time, or if you would have been mafkir your wall, you said, listen, now the wall's broken, and I don't want it. I didn't throw it into a shusharab, it got there on its own by some accident, and I'm abandoning it. So then as long as you do the formal renunciation of making it hefker, you're not responsible, and therefore if someone got injured, you actually would not be on the hook for the damages.